Seabright, New Jersey sits on a peninsula, a narrow slash of sand bordered on one side by the Shrewsbury River and on the other by the Atlantic Ocean. When Sandy barreled through, the river met the sea. After the water receded, the town needed care beyond just drying out. WNYC's Carrie Nolan has the story.
These days, you walk over a stone drawbridge to get into what's left of Seabright's downtown. On the ocean side, splintered cabanas from the beach clubs lie on their sides. A pile of debris several stories high is beginning to be loaded into giant dumpsters. On the beach, a temporary man-made wall of sand is so big you can't see the ocean behind it. Shops are all closed, boarded up, and an entire block of businesses which make up the downtown may have to be demolished. In this town of just over 4,000 people, nerves are frayed. One elderly woman, who didn't want to give her name, says she's seen enough. She just wants to leave and never return.
It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. Especially when you've been born and raised here all your life. It's terrible.
As you approach the brick fire department building, the sound of generators is almost overwhelming. A small tent city has sprung up. The olive drab ones host the National Guard troops sent here for security. A few steps away, people are cooking beneath two white tents. The aroma of grilling burgers and hot dogs is welcome after the smell of mold and mildew from the flooded-out structures. Volunteers carry aluminum trays piled high with hot food into the building. Inside, it's warm and pleasantly noisy. It's early afternoon, and about 200 people sit at long communal tables. There's coffee and water and soda and a buffet line about 50 feet long, jammed with steam trays. Volunteers have been dishing out homemade meals for more than a week, hundreds for breakfast and dinner, sometimes more than 1,000 for lunch. This grassroots effort has been so successful, Seabright is sending supplies to other towns hard hit by the storm. Christy Brown has been cooking here for 10 days.
We make starches all day long so that the guys that are working and the residents have something warm, but anything that's fresh we try to figure out. Like these women down there, I have them peeling apples so that I can make a apple cobbler.
She says they try to get creative with whatever gets delivered.
We got 50 pounds of potatoes. We made potato leek soup. We're making mashed potatoes. We got a whole bunch of onions in one day, so we made onion soup, French onion soup. We're not just making pasta.
So what do you get out of doing this?
It feels good. What do we get out of doing this?
Helping out.
It's important to give back.
Anyone who wants to eat is served. Anyone who needs clothing or cleaning supplies is steered to the appropriate room or tent. Everything has been donated. All of it is free. One question over the last few days has been, what to do about Thanksgiving? Chris Wood has been the go-to guy in Seabright. His restaurant was damaged, but the building itself weathered the storm pretty well. He's been coordinating the donations and helping steer the volunteers. He and another local restaurateur, Tim McClune, have come up with a two-pronged approach.
All the residents are going to be invited to Gibbs Hall in Fort Monmouth. We've got a couple of culinary schools that are bringing 400 meals. And we've actually got an overabundance of turkey at this point because we don't know where to cook it. But having said that, we've got plenty of food for Thanksgiving and we plan on feeding approximately 400. So anybody that's left behind has nowhere to go, you know, that's been helping in this recovery, we'll feed.
And Wood says he and his volunteers will stay in Seabright feeding people and helping rebuild as long as they're needed. For WNYC, I'm Carrie Nolan.